Jessica,
Mariam,
Amber,
Leah,
your girl Noelle,
and I'm Joy,
and we are the Ladies of Misperceptions.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So this week, we played a fun little game on our Insta story for all those who follow us on Misperceptions POD. Follow us. We played a game this week called Sexy or Sanctified. Did y'all have fun?
I had fun.
It was interesting.
It was very interesting. So this episode, we're going to go through it, and we're going to give you our opinions on some of these interesting results. And this is coming from the perspective of us, as to whether or not we will either wear it, or if we wouldn't, or what we questioned about it. So don't think that we're out here just judging people. We're not doing that, guys. So y'all should know us by now. We already 5 episodes in, so y'all should know us, how we get down. So without further ado, we're going to go through each picture one by one, and we're going to talk about this tonight, because some of these sanctifies and some of these sexies was quite interesting, to say the least.
Exactly.
So we're going to start with Miss Journey Smollett. I love her. Love her. We got 82% said that she was sexy in this picture, and 18 said that she was sanctified.
That cleavage is not sanctified.
I was going to say.
I mean, some people might say, well, she's very blessed. Maybe that's what sanctified meant.
Interesting. Blessed. I mean, that red lip color is popping.
It is popping.
But yeah, that cleavage, Journey, my dear, I'm going to have to go with, this is a little sexy for me. What about y'all?
Yeah.
Sexy.
Okay. But ain't nothing wrong with it.
Showing.
All right. So Miss Taraji, I love me some Taraji. So we had a little discussion about this particular picture. She got the whole slit up her leg. She got the nice little keyhole, black dress. She out here flowing. And actually, everybody who voted on this picture said that she was sexy. And I was like, I don't think it's that bad, but y'all lady said it was the keyhole and the slit.
I think it's a combination of both.
Yes. I wouldn't wear this too.
I don't even think it's so much the split. I think it's the keyhole.
Without the keyhole,
the split.
It's doable.
It's a little high.
Because if you go to the next picture is Grace Byers, it's the same exact slit.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So This is up for debate for y'all, so y'all can go on our page and look at it and tell us whether or not, because, well, I mean, I don't think I would particularly wear this dress.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right.
But
I'd wear it.
I think it's cute.
I like it. I love it.
I think it's cute.
Well, actually, maybe not.
I think the keyhole
minus the keyhole.
The keyhole, maybe a little more closed. Like, you could pin it or something.
Okay. And I'm like, by the way she's wearing it. That you have the dress on.
Girl, some of us got a lot more than others.
Exactly.
But it's totally good.
Well.
All right. Okay. So then next up to her is Miss Grace Byers, of where her slit is the same, I think, in distance, and she's a little bit more covered up, but I don't know. Some of y'all said that this, actually a lot of you guys surprisingly said that this was sanctified, and 25% said it was sexy. So this one, I said, I don't see, but compared to Taraji, I don't know. I just think it's kind of the same, but I don't know.
I think her cleavage is a bit more controlled.
Yes. Okay. All right, so we're not seeing a lot of, you know, cleavage action here, but
also Taraji's leg is just like bam.
Yeah,
and the other one.
I mean, that could be the baby oil.
I think
though. That's
it.
It could be the baby oil the way she's standing.
Right. Yeah.
It's a fierce little, though.
A little bit of both.
Because I feel like if Grace just stuck her leg out a little bit more, she had a little bit more baby oil, she'd be on the same. That's what I think.
Okay.
All right. So Miss Grace, what are we saying? Are we agreeing with the people that she sanctified?
Yeah, I think sanctified.
Okay. And next up, Miss Adrienne Bailon out here.
I love her.
Me too.
I like her too. Shout out to y'all ladies over there.
I need a Cheetah Girls reunion.
I know, right? 3LW, the Cheetah Girls, and the real. We see y'all out here.
I didn't realize that she didn't have nothing under this.
Oh,
it's a bathing suit.
Is it? I don't
know. That's
it.
A cover up.
Like a cover up without the.
But it doesn't have a thing underneath. It looks like. Very interesting. Mm. I didn't see that before. Yeah. Wow. So 89% of you guys out there said that this was sexy. 11% actually said it was sanctified. Very interesting. So let's talk about it, ladies. Actually, because there's a really interesting backstory to this picture. Miss Joy, what do you want to...
Her husband, Israel Houghton, took the picture.
And posted it.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, Adrian posted it.
Oh, well, Adrian posted it, but her husband took it.
Yeah.
A whole gospel singer. Interesting. I think this is sexy.
I mean, but see, this is where I'm a little, I don't know, because maybe because she's married, and plus it's like that was on vacation, so it's like, is she supposed to wear like a bone bodysuit?
No, but at the same time, I feel like there's nothing underneath that.
Yeah,
there is not.
Yeah,
and that pushes it a little too far.
She posted it, but to be,
but her husband didn't have a problem with it.
Ooh, well, that just brings us into a whole other
I think the pose throws everybody off too, like, so
I think she looks cute. No, don't get me wrong, she looks cute, but I think that if she had like an actual bathing suit top underneath,
which is possible,
I mean, but
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I know we're supposed to be.
I got my glasses on now.
There's a little areola.
Peeping through,
if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I know I'm blind, partially blind too, but
me too, but my glasses and me, we see it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Which I didn't notice before.
I'ma agree with the people that this is a little sexy, only because I think that there's nothing underneath there.
I agree.
Agreed.
I'm curious about the people who chose Sanctify.
I am too.
Yeah.
Like, what
is it just because her husband is?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What did they really think? Maybe it's not that bad.
Maybe they also thought.
And that brings us to a couple other pictures later along that we're going to be talking about, where there was another controversial person, which is like gospel or religious person that. Yeah, we're going to get into that later. So, next picture. Our girl Zendaya out here.
I love that dress.
I am in love with this dress. I think this is super sanctified. I want to know, what's this 10% people who said that this was sexy?
Maybe the shoulders.
What? Shoulders? Come
on. That is not sexy.
Pose of marriage.
No, this dress.
Or it's also... I think it's also possible to look, be sanctified and look sexy at the same time.
Amen.
Yes.
And that is the whole purpose of this show, guys. This episode is to show y'all that there is ways that y'all can be sexy and sanctified. We can't be sitting here out here with the saints looking crazy all the time, or looking like a, you know, covered up from head to toe. But I love this dress. I just don't agree with this 10% who said that this was. Yeah, if it is a shoulder action, this isn't. We can show a little skin, people. It's okay. And she is very much covered up. So
yes, I think it's very much. It's tastefully sexy.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
A nice elegance and class.
Yes. I love it. All right. Who's next? Oh, Miss Blake. Blakey Blake.
See, this isn't. I chose this picture. But this isn't the actual look that I was really going for. The movie that she was in with, that she wore this outfit was for A Simple Favor with Anna Kendrick, my girl. And
our
there was actually a different
critic.
She wore suits throughout the entire movie, and there was one I just couldn't find a really good picture of it. But I was just like, yo, I would wear the heck out of this dress.
I'm not gonna lie, I love the suit. I love how tailored it is. I just need a shirt under. I mean,
but I would totally rock with the untied bow tie. I would totally.
I would totally do that with the shirt underneath. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need the shirt.
So Blake, I love you, girl. I love the pantsuit, but.
And the cane, the pimp cane.
I don't know though. We coming to church with the pimp cane.
You better have the pimp stroll to go with it.
Yeah. And the hat. Look. With the feather.
Come on, no half stepping.
I totally would.
Don't forget the gaiters now.
The gaiters, that clickety clack.
And you get a roach in the corner.
Hey. You stomp that cane down. Boom.
What a good time.
Time is money. You gotta get the gold cap too, you know.
Yes.
Listen. So we gonna go with this whole 100% of y'all that said it. This was sexy.
We agree.
I hear that. All right, round two.
Megan.
Miss Megan. Listen, I chose this picture because Megan is super controversial for everybody that's out here because of her being married to a pastor and, like, you know, her past is being, like, always the that real cute black girl that they everybody always want. I always say black girl because that's I feel like she was a token, like,
she was
a token black girl that every dude wanted to, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this picture in particular, people were saying that this was way inappropriate for her, and
I disagree.
I disagree.
What do
too.
You expect people to wear
at the
beach?
A
muumuu. Exactly.
Amber was like, "I'm waiting for this picture because I like me a good bit skinny."
I sure do. Okay, you're not gonna tell me nothing.
Yeah, I think it was more so the backside of her. I think that people were looking at, but I mean, I don't.
She's pretty covered up.
Yeah, I mean,
but girls be out here with less now.
Exactly.
Listen,
less.
I don't
drink and they clear.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Ooh, at a whole family beach.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just trying to take my baby to the beach. Like, can I? I don't understand this. So 80% of y'all said that this was sexy, which is actually going with the grain of people saying that she looks like she shouldn't be looking like how she's looking. And then 20% said that she was sanctified. But Ms. Amber actually brought up a good point that she said that she had one bathing suit for...
I would not wear that to a church function.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That will not be at no church function. But if I'm going to the beach... I'm wearing what I feel like wearing.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear you.
Exactly.
And she looks she out here having a good time, so.
Yes. Well,
Megan, boo, we're going to give you a pass this one time.
If
all right, girl.
Sex with nobody else as a married woman.
Right.
Right.
She's with her husband. Hello.
I hear you. All right, Megan, we're going to give you a pass, babe. All right, this one is going to, this is bothering me. So I picked this picture from Chile from Girls, their show Girls Cruise. And 30% of you guys said that this was sanctified. 70% said that this was sexy. I don't understand this.
She's showing more cover up than Megan is.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
I didn't see how this was sexy.
And I was like, I wonder how people are gonna feel about this because she definitely, I mean, I personally love bathing suits like this that have like strings everywhere like show enough but not too much.
Yeah.
And I think she looks sanctified.
I like
here.
The cutouts.
Thank you.
So this
you.
Is where I had a question because I'm like, do church people think that a midriff is okay? Can you wear a midriff? So that's why I did sexy for that one. So
really?
If I have a bikini or a midriff showing, I would put something over it.
I think midriff
at the
is
church.
Okay, but if you're
function.
But if you're ministering, I think midriff is a dead no.
Yeah, I mean, I know I went to this one church function. They were like, they were going to do a beach day, and they were like, oh, wholesome bathing suits.
But what is
only
wholesome? Like, is that no midriff?
I wore a wholesome bathing suit when we got baptized. And my mother picked it out. And let me tell you, I just cleaned out my closet and went right to Goodwill.
Love
it.
I don't know. I really want to give Chili a pass on this one. I think this is something that I would wear maybe to just the beach. I mean, maybe not so much to a church function.
Picnic.
Yeah, like not church picnic. But I think she looks cute. Mm-hmm. Especially in the setting that this is for like carnival / vacation. I think this is super cute. But yeah, I mean, Chili, I want to give you a pass too, man. I don't think this is sexy enough compared to what we've been seeing these days.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Oh, our girl, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer,
I love her.
I love her too. She's great.
This dress. Okay, 60% of y'all said that this was sexy. 40% said that this was sanctified. Mm-hmm. This is a very interesting, like, split here.
Yeah.
There is nothing sanctified about this cutout. I see whole cleavage going on here.
But maybe it's because there's no danger of
yeah.
a wardrobe malfunction. Maybe, I don't know.
Still not doing it for me.
I just wasn't impressed.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've seen her in better.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think that this is flattering. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see sanctified in this. Maybe people are confused with what sanctified means.
I think that there's like consensus. So sanctified is saying like, I would say that you can go to a church, like we keep saying that you can go to a church function in it, or it could pass as something that isn't just out there, like how pretty much nobody's wearing clothes or pants. Everybody believes in these shirts and underwear when we're performing and all this other good stuff and just out here. And I'm just like, so where's the clothes, guys? But yeah, I wouldn't wear this dress to a church function or anything.
No.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with sexy on this one. I just I'm very curious as to what the sanctified portion.
Maybe because the dress looks like, I have no idea. I think quick look.
I don't know. It's not like I feel like it's not hugging. Like it's there, but it's not like hugging the curves. Right. You know, like how girls be like real tight with the
that they have to be so. Hers into
is
the
like
dress.
Almost like saggy with.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I'm like. Mm,
that was a curious one. So we're gonna ask y'all listeners to like we need to know who where this came from, guys. All right, our girl Betty White.
Yes.
Yo.
Betty.
Saints.
That
people
is
who
classic.
Ate. I need y'all to explain this.
I need y'all to help me understand this proportion here. Okay, so we had Jen behind here, who is clearly 60-40 split sexy, and we all agree. Can somebody explain to me how Miss Betty White, covered up in all her glory, we got 64% of y'all saying that this was sanctified, and 36% saying this is sexy. What is going on with y'all saints out here, please? Can y'all explain this to me?
They had to be
a good. Whole season saint out here with a whole 36% saint.
I mean, it's Betty White. It's Betty White. She's awesome. So people are just probably like, she looks great. She's just 90-something years
old. Yeah, she looks great.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I would put sanctified, but I'm just trying to figure this out.
She up here. All she missing is a hat to be sitting in church.
True.
That's classic church.
This
classic.
Classic. But yes, I'm gonna go with you. You sanctify Betty.
Yes.
You out here real sanctified. Alright, my girl Maya.
I love Maya.
Me
so
too.
I love me some Maya.
I need her to come out with a new album.
Listen, everybody asking where the new music at, but we're not gonna talk about that right now. 18% of y'all said that this was sanctified, and 82% said that this was sexy.
It's the keyhole.
Yeah.
She got the whole keyhole and the shoulder action going on, so.
You can't even see nothing in the keyhole, though. It's pretty cool.
It don't matter. I think that's one
talk about
that everybody is going to say that is.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Too much skin. Okay.
That gave me a little question, too. I was like, but she ain't showing that much.
Yeah. I know.
See, but it's still when we're
but
to
there
judge function.
No.
Yeah.
There you go.
But.
All right. Maya, we're going to go with you, sexy boo. But you so cute, though. Marissa Hartigan.
Mariska.
I forgot. Yes, that's how you spell.
She has a fancy name.
That is autocorrect.
All right. 27% of y'all said that this was sexy. 73 said that this was sanctified, her dress.
I wish I could see the bottom, but I
yeah.
think...
But this kind of reminds me of, like, I don't know why, like prom-ish.
Yeah.
It's not flattering for her as far as that goes. But I don't see where the... sexy part of it is honestly
not showing nothing.
Just the shoulders.
All right,
y'all got a problem with shoulders?
I love shoulders.
I love the shoulder.
Me too.
You saw my photo shoot.
I love me off the shoulder.
Yes,
me too.
All right, so we're gonna agree with y'all out here that she sanctified out here. Here we go, Betty White again. Y'all really out here trying to play Betty?
Now Betty giving us a little arm action.
She
with
is.
Them.
She got a little see through going on.
And 64% of y'all said that this was sex. I'm sorry, sanctified. 36 said that this was sexy. Can y'all explain to me what is up with y'all people out here?
Somebody's pop is like, get ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
Betty White.
Right.
I know, right? You're like, oh, yes.
We see you, Betty.
All right, Betty. All right, round three. Here we go. All right, Riri.
I love you, Riri.
I love me some Riri, too. 82% of y'all said that this outfit was sexy. 18 said that this is sanctified. Now, I said that this is super cute.
That is cute.
And then Miss Amber said to me, this is kind of short. And I was like, you right.
It's very
But you
short.
Know what? I would still wear this. I would wear that to church, but with like leggings or with jeans.
Or an okay.
But I mean, she has on like stockings.
But it's different.
I don't maybe too sheer. Maybe an opaque. Yeah.
I think I would wear it just how it is, but not in church.
There you go.
Clarification.
I would still wear it to church, but like with like pants underneath.
I love cute. It.
I would Amber, and just wear it as a shirt.
I would wear it as is, just not to church.
It's a very, very cute look.
It's very cute super outfit. Cute.
I don't go anywhere to wear this. Not as.
Right. I don't. Girl, we about to find somewhere. Hey.
Hello? Just for it.
Like, guys, let's go out to eat.
Real quick.
All right, so we just not going to wear this to church. Enjoy is.
With leggings.
Or pants.
All right, my girl Angela Simmons out here.
Yes, my good sis.
Yes, sis. I'm going to agree with 100% of y'all that said that this was sexy.
Yeah.
Girl.
She be killing it on Instagram.
She do. Says.
She's... I don't know what happened, but she's killing it.
She's always been popping. It's just like post baby, she's been like even more popping.
Yeah,
I feel like
really finding herself, especially with all the baby father passing.
Yeah. But she looks awesome, and I love the confidence in this picture. But yeah, girl, I'm not wearing that nowhere.
Too short, too see through.
Oof, Lord. Lala,
I love her.
Made it into our whole entire game here, and 64% of y'all said that this was sanctified. 36 said it was sexy. I'm trying to figure out what the
it might be the camisole.
Yeah,
it's a little, I think it's still cute
underneath it,
and it's pinned up,
but it looks like it might be sheer.
Listen,
so maybe that's
I would wear that to a church function. I'm sorry,
that's nice.
This blazer is big,
right? The whole outfit. The blazer is totally you.
Yes, that is you.
Y'all gonna see Miss.
Right. Stay tuned.
Future photos.
Her tattoo is really cute too.
It is.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I used to want to do that, get that tattoo, but then I was like, I'm not Catholic. Why am I getting a rosary?
I wanted that, and I wanted the one on my arm to like go down to my. But yeah, we won't get it.
I didn't want it to go wrap around and then fall down like right here. Like it was golden. I'm like, I'm not Catholic.
Why?
I don't even have a rosary. It makes no sense.
So, Saints, listen, if it's the 36% of y'all that's saying that this is sexy because of this camisole, I'm sorry. She is pinned up. Yeah. I don't think nothing's falling out.
Nothing. It's really cute.
Well put together, yeah.
I'm gonna go with the 64% of y'all that said that this was sanctified. This is super cute.
It's church sexy.
Yes! Thank you. And this is the whole point of this episode. This is church sexy, yes. Okay? And this is what this is. This is what where you could be sexy and sanctified and still look perfectly amazing. Go ahead, Lala. All right, Miss Controversial Picture. This is
Erica Campbell.
Erica Campbell.
I don't know why I put you on. I really
don't. There was a whole identity theft here.
Yeah. She got that Bridgerton button. She ain't.
This is not Yolanda Adams, y'all. So that's our fault. We're going to correct that now. So
I can't correct it.
Reason to you for y'all to listen. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway. This is Erica Campbell. And Miss Amber has a whole backstory to this whole picture, because this picture is actually the opposite of what the controversy was. So 64% of y'all said that this was sanctified. 36 said that this was sexy. So Amber, give us the backstory of these comments.
Okay, so a lot of people were like, that is not acceptable. She should not be wearing that. She's the devil, all kinds of stuff. So she responded by saying, young girls shouldn't only get sexy images from people who are not proclaiming Jesus. I am, says Campbell. And I love it. And it really goes back to what we said. Church sexy. You can be church sexy.
Right.
Right?
And I could see why people were
so tight.
It's a little tight.
She's covered. She wasn't going to church.
I forget where she was. She this is the album cover.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Some shoes.
It was either
expire.
Album or just promotion for her new album.
But she looks good though.
And she looks good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And God has blessed her. Okay.
Right.
So she can show the blessings.
Yes. She a whole married with a whole four or five kids, if I'm not mistaken. Like, girl, go ahead.
Come on, sis.
But yeah, I mean, I could see them saying sexy because it's a little too tight. But she's covered from head to toe, bruh.
And she looks great.
She looks amazing.
Those shoes and everything.
So yes, I agree with her statement too, though, that you know little girl shouldn't be getting just you know these Meg Thee Stallions and Lord, who else? Nicki Minaj's and
Cardi B,
Beyonce.
Yeah, I
was surprised Beyonce didn't make it into this game.
Yeah. You know what? I'm very surprised. Cardi, Nicki Minaj, and Beyonce. Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like Nicki always looks.
That's
a given.
Yeah.
Cardi, though, I will say she has some really interesting. Like there was the one where she was for carpool karaoke and she just had the baby and she had just gotten surgery. She wore this really cute yellow outfit.
Yeah.
I know the shirt was sheer, but she still looked cute though. Mm-hmm. I said I could rock with you, Cardi, because you look dope. And she had a yellow blazer on as well. The boyfriend blazer, a little bit bigger than Lala's that we had in the game, but it was really cute though. I was like, I might actually wear that.
I feel like Beyonce can be pretty sanctified at times.
She can.
She has been though.
She's been lately. Yeah.
I feel like she's been very well put together lately. So, B, we see you out here. So Beehive, please don't come for us right now.
No,
no
problem.
We want no problems. But our interesting other opposite of the spectrum made it to the game, Miss Kim K. So, 58% of y'all said that this black outfit was sexy. 42% of y'all said that this was sanctified.
I don't remember how I voted for this one. I think for the multiple IG accounts, I think I voted both ways.
I think it's fine.
I personally don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's because it's her.
Mm-hmm. That's why I chose it. Because I'm like, that looks okay, but it's Kim K.
And you know what? And this goes back to Erica Campbell's thing where it's like, it depends on the person where you think that it's...
If it's acceptable or not.
So it's like our perception is based on who that person is. So is that person...
And what they represent.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. So the same thing with Adrian where we're like, whether or not this is sexy or sanctified or not.
Right.
But who is her husband? You know what I mean? So I think that plays a huge role into our perception of people, especially like in the Megan Good cases as well. Like where they... It's never about... what I guess you could say who she is, it's more so about who she's married to all of a sudden now.
Who she's linked to.
Yeah. Because before they would be like, oh yes, Meg, girl, and then now she's married to a pet.
Now she can't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You should not be doing that.
And she was a model before she was a pastor's wife.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. Kim, I'm gonna give you a pass here. I think that this is sanctified. I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, you can go back to Erica Campbell's where she's showing a little bit more body, if you ask me, as far as her silhouette goes. But, I mean, her slit in her shirt is not showing anything. Mm-hmm. All right, Kim, you got a pass on this one. Now, the next one, same thing, Miss Kim.
Actually, no, I switched it up for this one.
Wait, which one, the dress?
For Kim K's second picture. Because the video that just came out with Kanye saying, I feel uncomfortable with you dressing sexy. Ooh. So you didn't see it?
I did not. Well, don't forget.
Okay.
I've been in a bubble lately.
The video was shot right before the Met Gala with her raindrop dress that she did.
Oh, where she looked wet.
Yeah. Okay. And he was saying, I feel really uncomfortable with you looking so sexy.
Interesting.
He wasn't telling her. Not to dress like that. He was just saying, I feel comfortable, which I think I agree with him because...
Did he say he felt comfortable or he felt uncomfortable?
He felt uncomfortable because he's going through his whole spiritual journey where he's finding himself, finding God, and he just said he was feeling uncomfortable with how she was presenting herself now.
Very interesting.
And so Kim was like, I get that you're on this spiritual journey. I'm not there yet.
Ooh.
And you spent all this time building me up to look like this.
Wow.
So when I did the poll, I switched up to who agreed with who. Mm-hmm. Like, did you agree with Kanye or did you agree with Kim?
Very interesting. Only because I remember distinctly Kanye's, like, lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where he is Googling yep. over how Kim looks, and yeah. he even went as far as to defending her and her, you know, sex tape scandal
yeah.
and all this other craziness
yeah.
to now where it's like you switch up all of a sudden yeah. and now mm-hmm. you found Jesus again uh-uh.
And now you want her to switch up like immediately
mm-hmm. right.
But he didn't say that. You have to watch your video. He didn't say I don't want you to dress like that. He's saying I feel uncomfortable. He was expressing his feelings of how he felt, and this is what we want men, specifically black men, to do.
Yeah.
They don't communicate their feelings. So true. This sounds like a whole episode right
it
here.
It does. Yeah. Go a whole other direction.
So then you're chastising him for feeling a certain way because you don't agree with
and
it.
And speaking on it.
And speaking on it. So then now are you silencing him from further communicating with you how he feels about something?
And then now this brings us to where he was in the sunken place.
Yes.
And then they fell into the whole Kardashian hole with mm-hmm. men. And then this goes into whole, like, I hate to say it, like, race thing where it's black versus or like non-black in that relationship, because that was a whole big thing in their mm-hmm. relationship now. And then this also goes into the whole being unequally yoked at this point
mm-hmm.
because he is voicing his opinion mm-hmm. like because he's found Jesus. But we were talking about that earlier. So guys, listen, season 2 is about to be real. So
right. Hold on.
We got y'all. Just hold on.
Y'all don't see her view as a woman too though. Like,
oh no.
No, we totally understand it.
And me and Amber had this whole conversation.
Me and Joy had a whole conversation. I was like, but he's not gonna tell me how to dress.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah.
But then she was like, but he's expressing his emotions.
He's
changing.
But also he expressed that, but what is she supposed to do with that information now?
Exactly.
This is who she is. This is who he's accepted. This is
not, but not only
the main thing, because she was saying this is the night before the Met Gala. He didn't like her dress.
Right.
And that's why even like going back and looking at the pictures, you're looking at him and he's just like,
he did look kind of suspect.
So upset.
He did.
But at the same
time, how he always looks. So
right. But at the same time, to me, it's just like the catch 22 to this is that not for nothing, this is what she's built her entire career on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not understanding yeah. like she
and
built
he
her entire
it.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
In your mm-hmm. lyrics, you are literally praising this woman for what she has done.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But now you have a problem with it. Okay, listen, season 2,
but
y'all.
Then, but that goes back to a person, you're telling a person that he can't grow. He's
right.
not his lyrics anymore.
Right.
I don't think she's saying that. I think she's saying that she respects his growth, but like she
she's
said,
not
she's
there.
Not there
she's
yet.
Not, yeah. Yeah.
So where are we as a couple? You
right.
know?
And that's
still, expressing a point. That's still Kim saying, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not there yet, and I don't want to listen to what you have to say. So then that's still suppressing,
you know
what his feelings are.
He's telling her this the day before the Met Gala with that raindrop dress, and I would be so livid.
Right.
I mean,
at that
I would
moment.
Be too, because people.
She prepared for 8 months to wear that dress.
That's
now
true.
You want to tell
and
me?
Now the day before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I feel
uncomfortable.
Man. You gonna be real uncomfortable. I'm wearing this dress.
Too bad. So
I see both sides.
But then, okay, but then,
oh, Lord.
Then
y'all got her on a whole tangent now.
But then I think about Kim because it came out like recently that she was saying that she was prepared to pee on herself in that dress, and I'm like, is that the hill you want to die on? Like, are you defending that dress so much that you would pee on yourself?
I did watch it.
although this goes into the whole thing of like, oh, you wouldn't, like, you wouldn't even know she did it because she looks wet.
She's already wet.
So, I don't disgust.
But you know what? You know what disturbed me about the dress?
Met Gala drip, literally.
Literally.
She had to stand. She couldn't sit down in that dress.
Because
I watched her whole video getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to stand in the car like this, like with a handing, like she's on a bus.
I can't.
Because she
yeah.
could not sit down.
Okay.
It was so tight.
All right,
I didn't see
it was
the dress.
Painful.
But
It's just a lot. Okay, so we switched. Miss Joyce switched up the question on y'all. If y'all didn't catch it, she said, "If you saw the video, do you agree with Kim or Kanye?" And 33% of y'all said that y'all agreed with Kim, and 67% said that they agreed with Kanye.
I was in the Kanye.
This is a bait to be continued,
which is odd because of his political standing.
Yeah, I know, right? You would, last time I checked, he had his whole Black Harvard vote. The whole Black community was like, "You're canceled." So, sir,
get him out of here.
All right, so we're gonna go on to our forever first lady, Auntie Michelle Obama.
Auntie. Mm-hmm.
She looks super dope in this picture, but I love her. I just love her. 92% of y'all said that she was sanctified, and she is a saint. So, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But everybody was mad because she had her arms out.
Listen, they were on.
I'm like, are you serious?
You got the right to bear arms.
No. Oddly, though, this was, and a lot of that had to do, because that came into a race talk, because mm-hmm. they were like, if she wasn't Black, would you guys be this critical of her? And which is true, because we have a whole first lady right now that got a whole pass. So we're gonna leave it at that, y'all.
But her current looks sometimes.
I mean, she be serving looks. Don't get me wrong.
She does.
She styled. Mm-hmm.
We just don't like your husband.
Nope.
Period. At anyway. All. Continued.
Yeah, he don't like
Kennedy us. Franklin.
Hello.
Who is this?
Kirk Franklin's daughter.
Oh. I was wondering.
Kirk, I'm sorry if you listen. Sorry. All right. So now that we have this in our minds, 90% of y'all said that this was sexy. 10% said that this was sanctified.
It's not a church outfit, but I would wear that if I was going out.
Me too.
And if I had the body for it.
Me too.
It's
so cute.
It's cute. Yeah. It's just not a church outfit. Yeah.
It's cute, it's but cute. I just feel like it's cute, a lot. Sexy. Like, she is one second away from like raising her hand and a whole
nip slip.
Something. Yeah, yeah. She must have a whole like Janet Jackson Super Bowl situation going on here. Her hair's cute though. All right, Kennedy. Yeah, we're gonna agree that this is a little sexy for our taste in the church. Okay. My girl Sierra, I need this whole entire outfit.
I love
outfit.
That look.
I'm just trying to figure out what is the 11% of y'all that said that this was sexy?
She's not showing nothing.
Can y'all explain to me where is the 11%?
She got a turtleneck.
I'm gonna think that they're saying that this is one of those where you're church sexy.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, I love it.
I'm sorry. She got on oversized pants,
a turtleneck,
and a whole long jacket.
You don't see nothing, but she's still sexy.
I think she's sexy.
Like, anything that she's wearing is going to be sexy. Covered.
Tastefully done.
Yeah. You can be covered and sexy, and that is
you
it.
You really can.
Absolutely.
Shoot, Betty White over here gave that's more sexy.
I'm just saying. Right. And Betty White can't do no back bend.
The whole matrix out here. All right, I still don't see the sexy part of it. I mean, but she really cute.
I'm
but
telling you, outfit, anything that it. She wears is going to be sexy. And it's just who she is.
Look at her.
All right. Just look at her. And y'all, that was the end of our game.
That was fun.
It was super fun. I hope you guys had just as much fun playing as you are listening to us as we are doing this whole segment here. But yeah, I don't know. So I think we've got a good idea of what church sexy sanctified looks like. No? Yes, maybe?
I think so.
I think we can tell the difference now. So tell us what y'all thoughts are. What are y'all thoughts on these pictures in this episode? That's what the question is for this week. I want to hear what y'all gotta say. We're gonna post all these pictures like maybe in a whole Insta slide, like slide through these pictures and tell me what y'all think.
They just go to the highlights.
Oh yeah, you can go to our highlights too and see the pictures that we're talking about. And you guys, can it continue to vote? I don't think they can.
I don't think so.
But we'll put it in the comments because I wanna see what y'all gotta say.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking, what if they sent a picture? And we post another game.
Let's post a whole nother game, and this time we're gonna do it with y'all out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who's bold enough to put themselves out
there? We want
to
hear from you.
And if you don't want to put your face out there, we can blur it out, or you know, you can just cut your head off, and we can look at the bottom, and we can go through this, so we can figure this out, y'all.
I almost sent myself, but I was like,
you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I need a picture. I need to do this myself. now. I really want to see. I want to see what y'all got to say. I want to see these pictures. So DM us. Send us in our email. We want to hear. I want to see. I really want to see. Let's play this game again, guys, and we can see what y'all got to say. Sounds good?
Absolutely. Good. Let's do it.
All right, guys. So that's pretty much all there is to this episode. You know, we wanted something fun, something, you know, so something interactive. That way we can see what y'all got to say. And we're going to continue this next week. We got a surprise for y'all next week. It's going to be real.
Yes. Hold on to your seats.
Because guess what? Get ready. It is cuffing season out here in these streets. Netflix and chill.
Your leg.
We gonna be talking about cuffing season. That next two episodes, y'all. Fishing in Germany.
We're out of here.
We have this whole entire
expression
called fishing in Germany, where we just
check out.
We just not checking into this. Like, we not gonna talk about it. But guess what? We gonna talk about it.
Minus two.
Enjoy, we're out of here. So y'all gonna have to get y'all popcorn, get y'all some juice, and y'all gonna have to tune in, because next week is gonna be, it's gonna be fun.
Come, you wanna pop in,
and we got it, and we got a fun surprise with y'all for this cuffing season. Look on our page to see what we are going to reveal to y'all and see if y'all can put it together. Sounds good?
Absolutely.
Yep. So mysterious. Alright guys, so we'll see you guys on the blogs. As you guys know, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We out here. P.S. Shout out to whoever is listening to us in Grenada. You are amazing. Much appreciated. And we also had to hit a milestone on our first episode, 100 plays. We love you all. We're excited. And everybody that is DMing us, emailing us, that is in our comments, we appreciate all of it. Listen, this is exactly what we want. I thank you guys for like stepping out on faith and like literally listening to us, questioning us. This is what we're here for, guys. So keep them coming, please, 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 because we love y'all. We love it, we love it, we love it, we love it. All right, guys, so this is MP6. We're gonna sign out.
Good night.
Logging out.
Go to the website and shoot us an email at info@misperceptionspod.com. We want to hear your feedback, your prayer requests, and your questions. Keep it funky. For all marketing opportunities and interest in sponsorship, you can contact us at our email as well.
You can also keep the conversation going by following us on Facebook or Instagram at MissPerceptionsPod, MissPerceptionsPod, and on Twitter at MP6POD.